Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
What up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, episode 67, XP Share, what's going on, guys? How we all doing? I have Quang and not CJ and not Jutes with me today.
I was going to try to do my best Juice impression, and I got deep down in there. Like in my head, I was like, what's the best way for me to do this? And I couldn't find it. So maybe I just freeze on the screen and stop talking. start they're disconnecting.
They're here in spirit. In spirit.
I don't know if that's true.
I was being nice about it.
No, we're putting him on blast right now. Where the fuck are y'all? Come on. Two episodes in a row. It's just Justin and Justin.
It's just square at this point.
We're gonna rename the podcast. How you been?
Good.
What you been up to?
I mean, Juice had an emergency. I don't know where CJ is. Yeah, he's supposed to be home already. He's a European again. Like,
yeah,
come back.
That's fair.
Come back. Get off this American time. I've been good. I've been chilling. Not a whole lot on my list to talk about today, but we'll find some things. Some marathon stuff.
I finally got to play a little bit of Mugenix.
Oh yeah.
I have not gotten too deep into it. But it's a cool game. So, I can see why everyone's playing it.
So one thing I've learned, kind of, I guess, figured out, so to speak, is
Don't address it. Keep moving.
Talk about Mugenics here. Jesus Christ, Zach. What's up, dude? So one of the things I figured out going on through, and I think I really screwed up on, and I wish I kind of figured it out earlier, is I think using the colors for every character, at least early game, before you get actual, you know, breedable high stat cats, is kind of hurting because of the negative effects. So what I've been doing is kind of like picking two cats to collar and then the other two with semi-good stats and just trying to basically keep those two alive to just fucking high stat somebody and hopefully start steamrolling off that. Because I was just like going through fucking early game and it was just like, I'm just getting shitty fucking units. They got shit stats. My runs are getting shittier, and I don't know what's going on. And then I was just like, just fucking buff them up, I guess, right?
Is that game like? Is it important to min max it?
I wouldn't say so. At least, definitely not early game. I played for, I think the timer says I played for more than 24 hours now, and I'm only like, what was it, 2-5% into the game. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't think early min-maxing is good, but I'm pretty sure you're going to have to focus on it later. I was trying to kind of focus on min-maxing in the sense of like trying to get the fighters to breed with the fighters, kind of stuff like that. But it's just kind of like, as long as you got general high stat cats, you can start that steamroll and then I guess progressively go into the min-maxing at the end of the day. But I think it's starting to get that snowball going is the hard part.
That's fair. I don't know. It's a cool game. I haven't gotten too deep into it. I think I have like an hour, a little more than an hour in it. So
I think it's still really
very early.
The good thing about it is you can quit and save your runs whenever you want. Because
yeah,
a full run going all the way to the end is easily like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is insane. But for good reason. Good reason. Mugenics, if you haven't picked it up yet, go check it out. Phenomenal.
I'm so excited. I apparently was living under a rock. This is not new news. But apparently I was living under a rock and there were like one I already knew about, but there are three things coming out in the next 2 to 3 months. Within the next 2 to 3 months that are going to monopolize my time at some point this year.
Yeah, I've seen a list of some good stuff coming out.
4 days until Slay the Spire 2 comes out.
That's gonna be sick.
4 days. How many hours do I have on Steam in Slay the Spire? 813 hours in Slay the Spire 1.
Oh my god.
I don't have all the achievements yet, and I'm a little embarrassed by that, but...
That's actually kind of insane.
A couple of these, I have no idea how I haven't gotten it. But anyways, I'm so excited. Co-op looks amazing. The new character looks amazing. I'm a little sad that they don't have the Mystic. It doesn't look like they have the Mystic.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward. I think it looks like they replaced it with that Necromancer or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that character is a fan favorite in the workshops and all that. But Mystic by itself was a little too strong in Slay the Spire 1, and I don't know how you fix that without changing its identity completely. So I think removing it is kind of interesting. I think them also delving into the lore of the Spire, which obviously the first game, the original game, there's not a lot of lore. It's a lot of assumptions that people are making based off of.
Yeah.
Small tidbits, but that's not the reason the game was made.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm excited for it. I might play some co-op with you, just to mean it out.
I might have an awful sleep schedule. Because, like, I'm also... The hard part is that I also am actively training for Evo right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, two to three games. And man, it was like last week. I forget who made a video about it, but somebody posted a video. I was like, oh shit, I forgot that was happening. Oh no. This is gonna be my life.
You gotta take it all.
And then I heard immediately after that, I got a text from our good friend Espeon, Mr. Brett himself, that he's getting a crew together to play MapleStory Classic. what another nostalgia. It is nostalgia bait, and I understand. But people have been complaining about the Big Bang update since it came out, and I was hoping the other two people would be here so I could do the research on stream without immediately Da 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 da.
I never got into Maple Story. I don't know. I've never really like had a reason, I guess. I just never really played it.
People have been complaining about the Big Bang update basically since it came out, which was in July 2010. It's been 16 years and we get a revert. It's like everyone who complained about Cataclysm finally got their WoW reboot.
Yeah.
Oh. You
Which
have
actually, I think the last what just which one just came out? Dude, what expansion just came out?
for WoW?
For Classic, yeah.
Oh, I have no idea. Pandaria? I don't know.
Just God. If they fucking take Classic all the way to Pandaria, I'm gonna be very surprised. They're gonna lose their player base all over again.
Oh, no. As of early 2026, progression path has reached Mists of Pandaria Classic.
Wait, what, really?
Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King
That
were the
doesn't
last
count.
two.
So they're on Cataclysm now. I think, right?
Yeah, it looks like they passed Cataclysm.
Wait, like they skipped Cataclysm?
No, like they, because Mists of Pandaria is the patch right after
Yeah.
Cataclysm.
That's what I want.
I might be wrong. I don't know too much about WoW. I did not play it as a kid because I was playing MapleStory instead because it was free to play. And I really like the 2D hack and slash model.
Oh, I think okay, I think I was thinking of the Discovery season. So the Discovery season is on Cataclysm, and the Classic is on Mists of Pandaria. Okay, that makes sense.
I You're saying that you've never played MapleStory? If you want like a MapleStory current is very interesting. It's usually like a solo grind to level 120 through a very regimented path. And it can happen in a week. I have had a friend and I do it in like 48 hours, like over 2 days.
That's insane.
It's so regimented, like the quests that you do, because you level up so quickly, the quests that you do and all that are so like by the book, no matter what class you play. It's just the fastest way to level up. But since we're reverting to classic, there's only going to be two job levels or two jobs on release. And the economy is not going to be fucked. And I get to bully people again.
Oh
I
God.
mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
If you've never played a MapleStory type game, there is a great roguelike called Skull the Hero Slayer. It's $10 on Steam right now.
sounds super familiar.
I'm sure it was really popular when it came out. It's definitely older. But
I
I'd
would
recommend
find
it. It's by the same studio that made MapleStory and has that like MapleStory feel to the movement and all that, so.
You remember when Diablo tried to do an IRL auction house?
Yeah, I made money off of that shit. Diablo 3? Uh-oh.
Those are some good times. Those are good
That
times,
was
dude. That was the easiest money I've ever made in my entire life.
literally, I don't know what they were thinking by adding it. I also don't know what they were thinking when they removed it. Because
It was an experiment, that's for damn sure. That's experimental. Think speaking of experiments, Marathon has been doing a server test this weekend. And it's It's gotten a lot of backlash.
What's been going on?
Seemingly unjustified. It's kind of the best way to put it is kind of it's the Highgarde situation all over again. People just are scared of new shit, and they would rather just blast other people for enjoying the new shit than try it out and like actually put in their own effort to form an actual opinion. Instead, everybody else is like running on the fucking negative hype train. And I don't know. It's just, it's the world of gaming. I play it. I actually played a shitload of it. I had my doubts at first, especially coming from like watching the trailers and all that, and just the like the general art style just screamed that the game would turn out really clunky. And it's not bad. The gunplay is actually really nice. Environments are pretty cool. It's just, for me personally, it's hard to get used to because the art style does feel so blocky, and you're kind of just, it almost has that Roblox feel in a sense.
Sure.
I mean it's just the art style, not the game. Kind of thing.
I will say that I was worried when looking at the original trailer that it felt like Destiny 2 again. Like when the graphics were like Destiny 2 when it came out was kind of like what it felt like.
Kind of. I don't know. It feels.
But that kind of stuff can be upgraded pretty easily, especially because as long as it feels not necessarily good, but
it's like
accurate when you fire guns.
That's one thing I think I need to work on a little bit is like, I do feel like since a lot of things do look blocky and stuff, it's hard to aim like iron sights wise. For some guns, the movement feels pretty good, pretty solid. It's a very, very quick, very snappy movement. And the gunplay is really good. So I guess it's just getting past that kind of like art style of things. And I don't know if you ever heard of the Cycle. Another extraction shooter that kind of died. It feels a lot like that. It feels like a mix of Destiny and Cycle put together. And it's an acquired taste. It's like Highgarde. It's an acquired taste. It's a new thing. People just spewing shit, running on the negativity train because that's all they know how to do nowadays. And it's like, play the game, form your own opinion. It's free. Like, download it. It's it's not going to kill you.
Is there going to be 1P content for Marathon? Does anyone know?
Like single player?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, it's very PvE as it is. One of the complaints going in was that there weren't enough teams to PvP in the first place. Yeah. Like I think it was literally only spawning in like 9 to 12 players. And they recently just upped that. So PvP is a little more frequent now, but it's definitely like a big PvE experience
right now. Sure. I think something that a lot of PvP games in general, and this has been across multiple genres, I think it's the lack of a single player mode, I think, really turns people off to a lot of games. Because even for the most competitive people, single player areas are the best way to just get used to the feel of a game.
Yeah.
Just naturally. And, you know, you want to be immersed in the world a little bit, regardless of who you are, right? I may not be the type of person who will go through a full story mode for the sake of going through a full story mode. But I think, like, a good 80% of people who will pick up your game want some sort of connection to your world, especially if it's a new one.
Yeah.
Some sort of, like, either solo content so that they can just hang out and go their own pace, or, you know, like, co-op stuff, like Destiny 2 had a lot of co-op that you could do solo as well. And I just feel like it's more, it's increasingly more missing from just games in general, unless they are dedicated single player games, which kind of sucks. One of the big, like, I think that's one of the biggest complaints about a lot of the games that I play, like 2XKO, Rivals of Aether. I don't think 2XKO, there's a plan to have a story mode, not even like a short one. Which sucks, because it's a good way to, you know, immerse yourself in the world a little bit more when you can have two characters on the screen. Rivals of Aether 2 had to backburner their story team, basically, due to money problems.
Interesting.
Or they just didn't have enough of a budget to fully fund the single player mode, so it's getting released slower than they initially hoped.
I think that also has to do with a bunch of the whole trend of, like, multiplayer games being just straight cash grabs, like, assuming that people just want to straight play a multiplayer game and not, like, be immersed in any kind of story whatsoever. I mean, well, I was gonna say look at Battlefield, but I guess Battlefield has a campaign as well.
I was gonna say, I mean,
which I haven't played in forever.
Yeah, I was gonna, we've talked about it before, but Black Ops 2, one of the greatest campaigns. What a great way to, like, really feel like you're in there, and made that game more enjoyable for me personally, because I don't like that style of gunplay.
Yeah.
But I had the game because friends wanted to play Black Ops 2. So, you know, I'd play with them. But also, having that, it made it feel infinitely more worth it to just have that story mode. It wasn't even long. I think the story mode takes like 3 hours, 4 hours. Though I have a fuzzy memory.
It goes longer than that. But still, it was, the point is, it was good and immersive. Like,
yeah.
Like, you, this is one of the few games where you actually felt like you were actually actively playing the character, where a lot of the stuff is kind of just like, oh, I'm just being strung along in this weird sequence of events.
Yeah. It's also, I don't like the culture right now, especially with how many multiplayer games there are, which is like, oh, play the multiplayer game for an hour or two, return it because I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think there should be something outside of the multiplayer. Even if the multiplayer is the end-all be-all, solo content is so important. And it's one of those things that I think is slowly leaving this space.
Well, I think it's also weird, too, the fact that, I don't know. It's like, it feels like multiplayer games are getting more restrictive in terms of, like, who you can play with, right? It's like, if we went from, what, like, five-man teams in Call of Duty to six-man teams in Overwatch, and back down to, like, five-man teams in Valorant, and now, or, like, Counter-Strike and stuff. And now it was like, what, three people in Apex, three people in Marathon. Couple games have four-man squads. And it's like, God forbid you actually have more people that want to play the game with you. You're just like, well, I got a squad of 30. Sorry.
I've never had that problem. We barely can get three people to join this podcast.
True. It's a dime a dozen. Like, I personally feel like an asshole. Or like, fucking, there's like five people chilling in Discord. Like, what do y'all want to play? I mean, we want to play something relevant, something good, but we can't do Arc Raiders. We can't do, you know, can't do Marathon. We can't do Apex. We can't do all these top tier games. Hey, why don't we go to Valorant? And then somebody's like, well, fuck Valorant or fuck CS. Like, it's like, okay, so what do we do with five players? Like, you have to pick a specific game to play with a specific amount of people.
Yeah. Kind of weird. I will say that's where I miss the old days, you know? Yeah. That's where going over to your friend's house, you invite seven people to play GoldenEye, where the three people who aren't playing are just heckling you the whole time, and then you swap out.
Well, shit, even then it was like Call of Duty and stuff, just load up a fucking custom game or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't do that with things like Apex or the other extractors. You can't do that with fucking Arc Raiders or anything like that. Maybe we all just go to fucking Deadlock and call it a day.
Yeah, we'll all download Deadlock together. Community.
For fucking like two people to play it for like a week and a half and then never touch it again.
What?
Me? What?
Never. I have more hours in Deadlock than I thought I did. To be completely fair, I have 16 hours in that game.
Well, you're playing it a little last week, weren't you?
Yeah, I hop back on every now and again. Get full tilted because the one part of the game that I know front to back is the one part of the game that I actually play with people in my lane. allies in my lane. I have to rely on other people to win.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird concept, I guess. Like, you don't really have that story immersion anymore. You got a bunch of people separated. There's just so many games to choose from. Everybody's on their own game. Everybody's like, fuck this game, I'm playing this game, but I want to play with friends, but like, fuck the game my friends are playing.
Honestly, getting back into MMOs, just in general, I've been thinking about getting into Final Fantasy 14.
It's not the Maple bad.
Story Classic is one of those, like, oh, literally, if people are playing, I can just hop on, have a good time. I'm a little bit of a min-maxer, so it doesn't usually happen like that, but it's interesting. It's fun. It's what
I think the last MMO I got on and had a bunch of people to play with and get on as well as fucking New World. And I actually just looked the other day and I have like 1,200 hours. Godforsaken, dude. And that was over like a course of like five straight months, and then everybody just slowly like started wandering off.
I mean, that's the nature of MMOs, right? Is that people will slowly bleed out of interest.
Speaking of MMOs, actually, you remember Black Desert Online?
Yeah, I love Black Desert.
Their development is coming out with a single player called Crimson Desert. It's actually one of the games releasing this month.
Oh, really?
Looks pretty decent. It looks like an open world, almost Souls-like kind of game. So yeah, that's the BDO team trying out a single player. So that should be interesting. Not sure if I'm going to actually try it out, but Crimson Desert, if you guys don't know about it, check it out, Google it.
Looks pretty cool. I will say that this recently, this art style has been like a really big turn off for me. Cause it almost looks AI generated. It almost has that like AI quality to the models.
I think that is just a Korean thing though.
No, it's very Korean. The art style is very Korean. It just, oh, every time I see it, I'm like, it looks a little AI-ish, and they like.
There's just one guy in the back room, just like everything has to have an added effect.
Yeah. That chin needs a little extra shadow underneath it. All these chins need a little extra shadow underneath it.
That should be kind of good though. There's a game called Sand coming out. I forget what that's about though. I'd have to do more research on it.
I'm really excited.
It's a survival or not.
I'm really excited for Pokemon Champions to finally come out.
Yeah, I saw that. What's that supposed to be?
Pokemon Champions is Switch, iOS, Android. It is basically just Pokemon. It's purely focused on PvP. So it's an app, so you can do all of your Pokemon battles on it. But it makes the worst part about Pokemon so much easier is going to be the big feature of it, which is stat grinding and breeding the perfect Pokemon to make sure it has the perfect IVs for any situation and things like that. And like adjusting, cause like the current way to play competitive Pokemon, if you're serious about it, is to test in battle simulators over and over again until you find the perfect allocation of stats, and then you grind that, and then if you fuck up you have to start from zero again, and it's awful. Also this way you can play it on your phone if you need to. This is what's bringing back Mega Evolutions as like the main gimmick, and that's supposed to come out in a few months. And then next year, we're getting the new Pokemon game. And I don't know if you've seen seen the starters. They announced them 2 days ago.
New starters?
Yep, for the next generation. Generation 10. That's where...
Oh my god.
Yeah, we got three new... We got the new starter lineup. The fire one is literally just a Pomeranian. And it's great. Everyone's worried about it become like evolving into furry bait. Everyone's, because we've only seen the first stage.
I mean, probably.
I mean, historically, right? You have like Litten becoming Incineroar. You have like Masquerada.
I'm just picturing like a giant Delphox. Fucking. Like a fox, like fucking fire, like a walking fox, fire type, fucking max evolution.
Yeah, that's what everyone's worried about. Because at this point, there's no way Game Freak doesn't know what they're doing.
They got it down.
I'm deeply worried, but look, I just sent you the photo. Look how cute it is. It's literally just a Pomeranian.
I don't know if it's a mobile game, maybe. What the fuck?
This is for the next generation. I don't think this will be on mobile. I will say that it does look fake. The first time I saw this, I did not believe that these were Pokemon. But the grass starter is my favorite. Its name is Browlet because of its massive eyebrows.
Oh my god. Does it actually fly or is it just like a chicken?
Who knows? Who knows? We only got a... two things that happened in the announcement trailer for the next Pokemon game called Winds and Waves.
Winds and Waves.
Yeah, Pokemon Winds and Pokemon Waves.
I think they're just running out of fucking...
They haven't done... They didn't do colors for most of them, to be fair.
They're running out of things to call these games.
Yeah, for sure. We're the three starters, and we also got like a mom and dad on vacation Pikachu. So...
What?
Yeah. It is...
Well, we're getting somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, well...
Pokemon coming out, Marathon coming out, Slay the Spire coming out.
I'm so excited for MapleStory. You have no idea. There's a massive group text that I'm a part of. Oh my god, I'm gonna not know life that game because I am a responsible adult and I have bills to pay. So I do have to show up to my job.
What's wrong with that? You got PTO, right?
I'm not going into it. I don't know. I don't know if I can spend that much time away from work.
What, you said it only takes 2 days to get max level, right? You're good.
No. In current MapleStory, 120, I think max level is like 360 or something like that.
Jesus.
God, I'm so excited. They're gonna change some things for balanced reasons, and it's all gonna be good. It's all gonna be exciting. I'm salivating just thinking about it.
So when's that supposed to drop?
MapleStory Classic is supposed to drop in April.
Oh.
Yeah, this was announced like a year ago, and I just did not hear about it.
You know what I actually just took a peek at the other day that I didn't know was actually still going? I don't know if you ever heard of Last Oasis.
That sounds so familiar.
It's like it's the one with the sandwalkers. And you build a giant sandwalker and you just it's literally just a PvP game. Apparently they're coming out with season 6. They're doing their own server slam this weekend, and I guess they're making some decent changes or something. Like a couple seasons ago they put in a currency system. I guess they're doing a lot more like world events and stuff now, and it's supposed to be like this big season 6 change. Dude, I honestly thought the game was dead. I did not know it was still going.
Yeah, there's a lot of games like that where I will randomly just kind of like look, like peek my head in, you know, what's going on. And
I actually just saw it off of like the, you know, like when you go into your Steam library and it kind of has those thumbnail displays. Yeah. And it's got like a couple news feeds up top. I was like, oh, Last Oasis. Oh, it's still going. Oh, that's cool, I guess. I don't have anybody to play with, so I gotta fuck that game, I guess. So, but cool. Good for them. It was an interesting one. It was one of those get completely overrun by the Chinese Zerg clans.
Yep.
But hey, nonetheless, not too bad.
Nothing's gonna ruin a game faster than a gold farming operation in China.
It was good though. Like we went back when I played it with my cousin, we actually had a decent group, and we maybe had like 10 to 15 people or whatever, and
yeah,
we would actually take on like massive groups of those guys, and it was nuts. Like especially with the combat, because like it was kind of like that kind of like the For Honor combat where you got the three directions to block and all that stuff, and you like change your swing direction and all that shit. And it was just like, there may be a lot of them, but they're so bad. So bad. Yeah. Good stuff coming out.
What are you playing other than Mugenics nowadays? We have a little time to kill since we had to like come up with some topics between you and me. We're just kind of hanging out today.
What have I been playing? Good question.
How much news?
I don't know. I've been in and out of a lot of stuff. I went in a super gaming rut with Panda and Modeled over the last week. We played. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. We went back to PUBG Battlegrounds.
How was that?
It's still walking simulator.
Perfect. Good. Walking and hiding.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they kind of like they increase the zone damage. The matches are like shorter, but yeah, it's still 90% walking simulator. It is kind of nuts. Though probably like 90% of our games, 80-90% of our games, we didn't see anybody until final zone. I did play a little bit of Blind Spot though. That one's kind of interesting. It's interesting in the fact that like just the aspect that it comes from, but I couldn't wrap my head around not thinking about why the fuck am I not playing Rainbow Six Siege right now. Like why am I playing this knockoff top down, literally Rainbow Six Siege but top down?
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's not enough, like there's not a lot of characters to choose from. Most of them are locked behind, you know, game progression kind of stuff. So
like, the worst.
If you're just getting into the game, you got like six people to choose from off of a 5-man team. So it's like you're usually fighting, not getting who you want.
Now what are you gonna do?
And then like the bomb and spawn positions are kind of just there. The bomb positions are always static. And so it's like you can have one map where the bomb is like the bomb positions are like right over here on the map, and you're spawning way, like one of the spawns is like way over here on the completely opposite side of the map.
End, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, okay, let me just like take a minute and a half of this 2-minute timer walking across the map.
Hey, game design was hard. Game design is hard, okay, Justin? What you don't understand is that I totally forgot that I've played so much of this game that I need to tell you about.
Oh god.
Which explains how hard game design is.
Does it?
Yeah, this reminds me. I need you to understand. Have you played Unfair Flips?
Unfair Flips? No.
It is $2 on Steam.
God.
It's great. You click a button, you flip a coin. If you get heads, you get some money. The odds start off at 10, like it's a 10% chance, I think, at the start to get heads.
What?
And then as you get money, you can increase the chances you get heads. You can increase the amount of money that you make. And the goal of the game is to get heads 10 times in a row. That's it. I have played about an hour.
You put an hour into that.
this game. It's great. Yeah, if you really need some slop, it's $2. $1.99 on Steam. It is rated very positively.
I mean, I guess it's not as bad as me going back to Quake Champions.
I did. Oh no.
I did. It was an experience. Thoroughly, the first few games, not gonna lie, thoroughly got my ass handed to me by bots.
Fair.
Bots.
Wait, how many other people
still play it?
What's the player count?
I think when I was playing it, it was like maybe like 500-ish.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too terrible. But yeah, it's one of those old gems, I guess. It's probably never going to die. Other than that, I don't know. It's nothing really too out of the ordinary.
Let's see. I'm looking at my Steam list right now of what I played recently. Eugenics, Deadlock, Unfair Flips.
I have been playing a little Halo Infinite again. But I'm regretting every time I go in because the queue is always like 2.5 minutes. And there's like a 60% chance that I'm not going to get any matchmaking whatsoever.
Did you ever finish your sim racing setup?
No. I was actually looking at some things this week. I'm trying to find an actual kind of like chassis that I like, that's like very super adjustable, that preferably comes with a chair that's not like $400, but that that's a little hard. So I think I'm going to just need to bite the bullet on one. And I'm trying to find one that holds more of a curved monitor than three flat monitors. So that's been a little difficult. It's kind of just filling that criteria has been kind of hell. And keeping it at a reasonable price.
Yeah, that's fair.
But once that gets built, see you guys. Bye.
No, you gotta stream your sim racing. You gotta show off to the world your F1 skills.
F1? I'll be doing GT shit mostly. I don't even have an F1 wheel right now. Probably should, but maybe soon enough.
Maybe. You'll call them IRL streams. It's just a camera at your face while you're in your little car.
Yeah, imagine. There was actually I don't know, there were some cheap kind of like motion ones, believe it or not, for like less than $3,000.
I genuinely have no idea what that space looks like money wise.
I don't know, like when you're getting into pneumatics and all that, like you're easily spending like $10,000. Like pneumatics and haptics are easy, like 10-20 grand. But yeah, I was surprised when I saw some, like, I guess not pneumatic, but like kind of like a similar style. It was just less than $5,000. I was like, really? But how long is it gonna last, though? Like, let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
And then another factor is trying to figure out where the fuck I'm even gonna put it. So that's kind of been on the back of my mind.
That's fair. You don't need a bed. You can sleep in the sim.
Exactly, dude. Just sleep in the chair. Fuck a bed. Don't need that shit. I do really have to piss though, unless we got a final point.
In 2 weeks we'll have the full crew together, or I'll shave my head.
Wait, why are you shaving your head? Wait, what?
I'm saying that we'll have the whole crew together in 2 weeks for the next episode.
Oh my god. Yeah, imagine. We'll see. Yeah, I wonder where CJ, the hell CJ's at, bro.
CJ, if you're not here, it's your fault I go bald. I'm just saying.
Damn. Putting it out there.
Clip it. Clip it, ship it.
You hear that, editor? Clip it.
For Zach.
Actually, don't really. Don't clip that. That's not going to be clipped. Don't make that a short. Please don't. Anyways.
We have an editor?
We do, yeah. He's been doing shorts. That's the only reason we've been able to put out shorts so consistently. YouTube and TikTok.
I thought you were just doing a real good job, but it seems like someone else is doing a real good job.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to pay people for things so I don't have to do the things. Otherwise, if I had to do the thing, nothing would get done. You know? Anyways. Episode 67, guys. Love y'all. Thanks for hanging out. Deuces.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.